This is No Pink Spandex, Episode 7, for Friday, October 28th, 2005.
1, 2, 3, edit!
Welcome, Lisa J here, and I am back. Sorry for the mini hiatus, but you know, crap goes on, and yeah, stuff happens. So, I remember that I left you guys off with like encoding 101, chapter 1, chapter 2, blah blah blah. I was going to talk about how you can store it, blah blah blah. But see, that's boring to me right now because I have my laptops working again, and I can access my previous episodes that I had backed up. So I'll be giving those out later on, and you guys can look online. It's not that hard. About how to store your data, blah, 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 blah. But, you don't need to know all that. Maybe I'll go into that when my laptop breaks again. But anywho, sorry again for the long hiatus, but I'm back. And I have lots of news to deliver. Lots and lots of news. So much. Let me just get right into it. Okay, here we go. Let's get into some rumor. Let's a rumor. Okay, first up, new movie, Outward Blonde, starring Hilary Duff. And there is a rumor that Amy Jo Johnson will be in that movie as her coach. I don't know what the movie's about, I guess. I have no idea. Whatever. It's a rumor. I did some research on some Hilary Duff sites and how painful that it was for me because I don't really like her that much. So, you know, the movie has been in like pre-production for like a million one years. So most likely it's not going to get made. But, you know, receiving this rumor from, you know, informationdatabase.com, take it with a grain of salt because, not very reliable. Especially with Power Ranger alums. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, whatever. Anyway, so that's just a rumor. Throw it out there. Throw it out. Let's bring it back. All right, next up. Tomorrow, if you are in the Humble, Texas area, JDF will be making an appearance. That's Jason David Frank. I keep calling JDF, like people know him. But he will be in the Humble area for the QLS Angel Run and Vegas Fun Benefit. So that's tomorrow, Saturday, October 29th. He will be making an appearance, and he will be taking pictures, signing autographs. Oh, isn't that nice? See, this is, I'll put up the link to the article in the show notes and whatever, but just a little excerpt. Festivities will continue until noon with face painting, pumpkin painting, tattoos, clowns, rock climbing, jump zones, and a haunted house. Jason David Frank of the Power Rangers will make a guest appearance at the event. Photo opportunities will be available. So if you're in the area, go and see him. Have fun. And I won't be able to be there because I'm in New York. Okay? Could you, like, stop by New York sometime, maybe? Could you? Maybe? Guess not. Alright, so, sorry for the late notice, but, if you, could make it tomorrow, go, okay? Okay, next up for the news, again, here we go. Oh, and that what piece of information, because I didn't find out on my own, about JDF, was given to, well, was submitted by, Rito Vivolto on the Ranger Board. So, thank you, Rito, for pointing that out. Thank you so much. Okay, so the next one is, okay, Michael Copan, woohoo! Time Force, go Time Force. He'll be in a new show on VH1 called But Can They Sing? Interesting. This show is about, like, some has-beens or whatever. Not has-beens, but, like, you know, not, like, the big A celebrities, but, like, you know, B and C. So, they will be, trying to, I guess, compete for a record deal. And yeah, see on VH1 another. I'll give the link on the show notes to get to that. They say they can act, model, and even box, but can they sing? That's the question VH1 will ask and answer this fall in a new series. But can they sing? So, you know, it's cute. You should check it out, you know. And VH1, I don't know. VH1 has been, like, rounding up all these, like, Power Rangers, man. First was Ricardo Medina Jr. on Capt. And he lost. Yes, because he's such a jerk. But, you know, now Michael Copan. So that will be showing on Sunday, October 30th. That will be 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central. So, and on VH1. So check that out. And I hope he wins so he can actually be, like, really famous. No, actually, he's been doing really good. I mean, you know, he did his thing. You know, he was on One Tree Hill, you know, his little stint, blah, blah, blah. So he's doing his thing. All right, next up. Oh, we got a lot of news. And I'm rushing through this because, like, I have a midterm in, like 2.5 hours. So I have to go. Rushing through this. All right, so next up, Jason Font will be on the Discovery Channel. Interesting. Interesting. He was first on the History Channel. And now he's on the Discovery Channel. Interesting. He loves his learning programs. Okay, so this was submitted by Wolf LMG on Rangerboard.com. So he will be playing Cole Younger on the Discovery Channel in Jesse James, Legend, Outlaw, Terrorist. So that will be on the Discovery Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. I guess 8 p.m. Central Time. So check that out, and of course I'll be checking it out. Shoot. So, oh, and that'll be this Saturday, so that'll be tomorrow. So that'll be tomorrow, October 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. I'm not Pacific Central. I keep saying Pacific. No. So, check that out. You know, so show support, show some love. All right, next up, we have, okay, now we have the convention, anime convention time! Woot, woot, woot! Okay. So, let's start out with, you know, yeah. Johnny Young Bosch is just showing up at all these anime conventions. He is just touring all over the place. So, not only will he be at YumaCon, which I'll delve into more the last item, but he will be at OhioCon. Yes, OhioCon. I hope I'm saying that correctly. See, he will be at OhioCon 2006. That would be January 6th to the 8th. And they just announced on their forum, which I'll again link on the show notes, on their forum that Johnny Young Bosch will be making an appearance. So, if you're going to miss him at YumaCon, you can check him out at the top of the next year. Celebrate the new year. We'll miss meeting him. So, good times be had by all. And last but not least, we have YumaCon updates. Because, see, I'm going. Thank you for all your donations. Thank you, because you helped a lot for me to go. So, and you know, you can keep donating because I need equipment. I keep asking for stuff. It's really funny. But I do. Like, I just bought, because I'm trying to, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, like, do a, like, a whole broadcasting thing. And, you know, hopefully to get interview and just take the panel. That's going to be happening on Saturday. So I just bought a new microphone, a new shotgun microphone. And that was some money. And, you know, and I got some other microphones and some other, like, equipment or whatever. So I'm looking into, like, getting some lighting, and I should be good to go. Hopefully. Carrying all this crap is going to be a bit much, but I should be good to go. So YumaCon updates. Well, man, these guests have been changing back and forth and back and forth. So the current guest list for Power Rangers, because it's been changing, okay? The current guest list. Here we go. All right? Bruce Kalish is still going. That's the executive producer of Power Rangers SPD. He is still going. Okay? Johnny Young Bosch is still going. He better be still going, or else I'm going to be one angry chica. Okay, so that is fine. Now the rest, well, they've been changing. Well, Monica May has always been going, so she's still going, and Alicia Perrott is still going. She is still going. So the changes, all right, Chris Violette is going to HumorCon. Woohoo! Yes, I get to meet him. Good times. He will be attending. But unfortunately, Brandon J. McLaren, I hope I'm saying that correctly. That was Jack. He's unable to attend. Matt Austin is unable to attend. And of course, you knew about Emma Lahanna, but whatever. Okay? So you knew about those two. But yeah, Brandon cannot attend. Tier. And it was mentioned that Morgana was supposed to go. I forgot her name. Josephine. Oh, I forgot her name. Blasphemy. Yeah, I'm just gonna say Morgana because I gotta get going. Morgana was supposed to attend, but then she's not attending anymore. I think that's what the deal is. And if I'm wrong, just tell me because I don't see her on a guest list for YumaCon. So, right. So yeah, that's the deal. That is the dealio. Good times. And YumaCon just put up a tentative schedule for it. So, I mean, you can check out all of this at YumaCon.com. That's YumaCon.com. You can check it all out. But just to let you know, because they finally have a schedule. So yeah, everything will be starting on Friday at 3 o'clock, and on Saturday it would be, the Power Rangers panel will be in the grand ballroom. See? Woohoo, go Times. And that would be there from 11 to 1. That would be on Saturday. And autographs will be given on Sunday from 11 on. So yeah, wow, 11 on. Awesomeness. I'm so glad I have a late flight. So good times. Anyway, all of that, good times. So hopefully I will be able to interview all of them. Awesome. And that would be like dream. So yeah. Anyway, if I do, then of course you'll be getting podcasts for days and days and days. Anyway, so yeah, that's about it. I have to get going. I really do. I have like a midterm. So keep donating, 'cause I do. I mean, every penny counts, seriously. And I mean, I'm gonna be doing big things at NumaCon. Big things. All right. So I will see you guys tomorrow. I really hope I can just like do the next episode. I have a lot of episodes to do. I'll probably put out like two or three episodes because I'm so behind. But check it out tomorrow. And I gotta go because I got a midterm. Anyway, all right. So Lisa J, leaving you. Stay away from that spandex. It does not breathe. Peace.